This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Serving as a public school teacher in America, there's the joy of energizing young minds, and there are the indignities. Many teachers have to dig into their own bank accounts to pay for classroom supplies, for example. Sarah McCammon reports as the fall of 2013 academic year begins.
At Roosevelt High School in Des Moines, Iowa, English teacher Haley Malis is deep in the back-to-school ritual of setting up her classroom. Today, she's scanning books into a digital library. Malis bought most of those books, and the bookcases, too. The old ones the school provides don't really fit in her room.
I needed to be able to have furniture that I could work around so that I could have access to the whiteboards.
The English department has a supply budget, $1,500 for 12 teachers, who all teach several classes. It doesn't go far. So Malis spends about $200 of her own money just getting her classroom ready each year. But that's just the beginning.
Over the course of the year, you know, it's the little things that add up.
Things like paper and pens, anything a student might forget to bring or can't afford. Malis's colleague, school counselor Ryan Williamson, stocks school supplies in his office, and he's also bought students clothing and driven them to college visits on his own dime.
The hard part is figuring out which students need the help but are too proud to ask.
Nearly every teacher surveyed by the National School Supply and Equipment Association, 99.5%, said they use their own money for classroom needs. Last year, the average teacher shelled out close to $500. Dennis Van Roekel is president of the National Education Association.
I think teachers have always spent out of their own pocket, but I think it has really gone up as school supply budgets have decreased.
But the same economic forces that put pressure on schools and families also affect teachers. The survey found that while teacher spending is rising, it's still less than before the recession. Colleen Breiner-Schmidt is president of a teachers union in Thousand Oaks, California.
The last couple of years, when we've all taken pay cuts, it's been harder and harder to reach into our pockets.
But she says teachers still do what they can to make sure students are ready to learn, even if their own paychecks take a hit. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.